Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Yeah. Yeah. Blog Talk Radio.
Brother Upon, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I was wondering why I'm here.
All right. Okay, so this episode, we're going to continue our discussion on this flat earth, this flat earth business. What's the deal, man, with that whole thing? We're going to talk about these different theories that even us ourselves discussed earlier about ways how we could easily debunk that whole thing. And even in the scriptures, we were speaking earlier today about this drawing, right? There's several drawings that they have out there.
Yeah.
Or computer generated images that they have of this so-called flat earth, but we can't get a real photo, right? An actual photo of the bottom the bottom side of the earth, right?
Right.
Mhm.
Cuz the people there are pushing it, saying that it's a conspiracy. The round earth is a conspiracy.
Right.
All in picture that the Apollo or they take in space of the earth, they say it's a conspiracy. Really,
okay, but what's the purpose of the conspiracy, though? Do we know, can we get anyone to come on our show or, post on Facebook or leave a comment on our show, discuss it with us, have a debate with us on our show about it. What is the purpose of pushing this doctrine so hard? And what is the purpose of the conspiracy? What do you think the purpose of the conspiracy would be, Upon?
Right. I think it's a distraction, and there's something behind it, though, because if you notice every couple of months or every year, the whole doctrine that they have lying dormant, they just popped up and all of a sudden they're pushing it. And a lot of our brethren get caught up into it. And, But I want to read a scripture. I want to read a scripture. Isaiah 14 and 13 verse. This is a prophetic scripture on modern Babylon. This is talking about modern. This is not talking about ancient Babylon.
Right.
It's Isaiah 14 and 13. For thou hast said in thine heart, I'll ascend into heaven. I'll ascend into heaven. That means they're going to go out in space, according to this.
Right.
This is saying, I'll exalt my throne above the star of God. Right? You see that?
Mm-hmm.
I'll exalt my throne above the stars of God. I'll sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the side of the north. I will ascend above the height of the cloud. It didn't say how far they're going to go above the cloud. This prophecy says Babylon, modern Babylon, was going to ascend above the height of the cloud.
Futuristic prophecy. Future prophecy.
Right. I will ascend above the height of the cloud. What's far above the cloud?
Right.
Planes.
Right.
Planes.
Right.
Satellites is above the cloud. They call, if you want to say Apollo or these different things, they fly above the cloud.
Right.
So you cannot debunk that. You cannot debunk that. That's talking about something different. That's talking about something flying above the height of the cloud.
Well,
and it didn't say how high.
I'm going to add to what you just read about above the clouds, right, according to the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on NASA, the American Space Agency, right?
Right.
National Aeronautical Space Agency, I'm on their website, and it gives you the different layers of the Earth's atmosphere, I'm just going to go through them. All right. The first layer is where the cumulus clouds are, okay, where you see clouds in the sky. That
mm-hmm.
goes about 6 miles up, 6 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then the next atmosphere level is the troposphere, which the jet stream, you know, where the air circulates around the Earth. That's between 6 and 10 miles. Okay, 6 and 10 miles. Then you have the next level, the stratosphere. Okay, the stratosphere is 20 miles up. 20
mm-hmm.
miles.
Right.
All right. And that stratosphere stretches another 30 miles up to the mesosphere. Okay, the mesosphere goes up to another 40 miles, and above 40 miles to up to 60 miles is the thermosphere. The thermosphere is that magnetic field, that the outermost sphere that goes that's around the so-called atmosphere, which we know is the firmament, right? The thermosphere. After the thermosphere, 50 miles and above, you're in outer space.
Right. So what about Van Allen belt? You know, I mean, he was a scientist in the early 50s. He discovered a belt. It's like a
Well, there's something called the Kármán line boundary of space. So I don't know if that's the same thing or who is this scientist's name? What is his name?
Van Allen, the German scientist. He found out there was a layer of radiation above that's protected the Earth.
Van Allen belt.
Right, it was found by scientists in 1951. Yeah.
All right, here it is, the Van Allen belt. Okay, it says Van Allen radiation belts. A radiation belt is a layer of energetic charged particles that is held in place around a magnetized planet, such as the Earth.
Right.
Okay. So there's magnet. So the Earth has gives off a magnetic force.
Right.
Okay. And it says the Earth has a magnetic field. So that's within that's within the It says it goes. The main belts extend from an altitude of 1,000 to 60,000 kilometers above the surface. So that Van Allen belt goes even into outer space.
Right.
That goes into outer space, and that's the magnetic field of the Earth.
Right. That's the one that's saying that Esau cannot penetrate. Right. That's the one that's saying that the dome. That's the dome they're talking about, right?
But that's what these flat Earth people say. But this Van Allen radiation belt goes way into outer space, though.
Okay,
it goes
outside.
It goes outside of the firmament.
Mm.
It goes into the belts. Look, this is what it says. It says the belts are located in the inner region of the Earth's magnetosphere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the magnetosphere. That's what we got to look at now. What is this magnetosphere? How far does it go?
Mm-hmm.
It says the region of space, a magnetosphere is the region of space surrounding an astronomical object in which charged particles are controlled by that object's magnetic field. So it's actually around the Earth. The magnetic field is around the Earth, according to this science here. But even then, you know, people who are advocates for this are going to tell us upon, well, that's Esau's science. That's the white man's science. You know they're going to lie. You know they're not going to tell you the truth about everything. So let's just bring it back down into layman's terms of trying to understand this concept of this dome or, you know, this dome atmosphere or whatever they, you know, the picture, the drawings show.
Right.
Now,
right.
if it really was a dome, wouldn't you be able to get into a ship and sail to the end of that dome and hit the glass?
Right.
That would be possible, right?
Yeah, that would be possible, yeah.
And we, you know, yeah, how come no one has done that yet? And actually videotaped it and given, brought back proof
right.
that we live in a dome.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And my thing is, they have to show a picture. They show photograph of the Earth being round. How come no one outside of the so-called conspiracy don't show no picture of what's under the Earth?
Right, right.
Because there's a lot of conspiracy. There's a lot of people who have a site online debunking, showing, exposing a lot of conspiracy thing, right? How come none of these people don't have no picture? I'm not talking about no joint. I'm talking about live picture that they take of this on the ground thing under the hurt. Yeah, they call it shield under the hurt. How come they don't show no picture that they take of this place?
They have the technology to get there. I mean, all right, the flat earth people also say that they never traveled to the moon. So, all right, I'll give you that. Let's say they never did travel to the moon. How come they never were able to travel and get a picture of the other side, the bottom side of the earth?
Right, right.
They have all kind of technology.
Yeah. They do.
You know what I mean? So it just doesn't add up, man. It doesn't add up. If your math ain't right, then I can't mess with you. You're just not adding up, man.
Jeremiah 31 and 37. Thus said the Lord, if heaven above can be measured, right? If heaven above can be measured, and the foundation of the earth search out beneath, I'll also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, said the Lord. So they're on a mission. They're on a mission to fulfill this prophecy, but they can't fulfill it because they can't measure the heaven. That's why they send all those space ships out there in deep space. They're trying to. They know the prophecy. They know the prophecy.
Right.
So they're trying to fulfill this prophecy of searching, because they have things going on in the ocean, you know. They have a lot of stuff, sending down a lot of probe down in the ocean, and they're sending a lot of probe out of space to measure space and to measure underneath the earth in the ocean to fulfill that prophecy. Then God would cast off the seed of Israel. And that's funny.
Right.
You can't say I'm twisting around, because it say heaven above. It say heaven above.
Right.
And what's in the heavens?
Right.
What do they have in the heavens? They have probe. They have space probe. They have all sort of
satellites
things out there in heaven. Satellites. You know what I mean? They have telescope, can see deep into space.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, those telescopes are powerful, man. Listen, the images that they're so what they're telling me, what these flat earth people are telling me, is that the so-called Hubble telescope that they launched, how many, like 20, 30 years ago, however long that was, is a long time ago.
Yeah,
don't quote me
on
the amount of years. But the Hubble telescope and the images that they're getting back from the Hubble telescope to this day, you're telling me all of that is fake.
Right.
What you're telling me is that none of those images are real, because that Hubble telescope is in outer space, taking pictures and sending the signal back.
And you know, in the 1950s, right? You know, America tests automatic bomb in space. They're trying to disrupt this Van Allen belt.
Atomic bomb. You're talking about atomic bomb.
Atomic bomb. Yeah. And that didn't work. And they actually explode a hydrogen bomb, and they did disrupt this belt. It's better that the
magnetic field. They messed with the atmosphere
and
made a hole in it.
They make a hole in it, because there's a lot. There was thousands of eyewitness that saw it happen during the 1950s, man. Just after Van Allen discovered this belt of radiation that surrounded the Earth. They blast a hole in it, man.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
And this was right after World War II, which you know, a lot of scientists from the Nazi regime you know, came to America to work on that atomic bomb.
Yeah.
So they breaking into the technology. Yeah, they were breaking into the the technology in that 1950s.
And they disrupted it, and they bore holes. So that's how they get to go out in outer space. That's how they get to go out in outer space. You know what I mean? And according to the, the scripture, you know, this man, I think in Genesis it tells you that when God disrupted people and confounded language, he said anything they imagine they're going to do.
I'm going to back up what you're saying now with the science and the actual history on what you said about the nuclear blast, okay? It says high-altitude nuclear explosions. There's an acronym for it. And it says the only nations to detonate nuclear weapons in outer space are the United States and the Soviet Union.
Yep.
The U.S. program began in 1958 with the hardtack teak and the hardtack orange shots, both 3.8 megatons. That's big. These warheads were initially carried on Redstone rockets. Later tests were delivered by Thor missiles for Operation Fishbowl tests. You see that? And modified Lockheed X-17 missiles for the Argus tests. I've heard of the Argus thing. I've heard about that. The purpose of the shots was to determine both feasibility of nuclear weapons as an anti-ballistic missile defense, as well as a means to defeat satellites and manned orbiting space vehicles, in space. High altitude nuclear blasts produce significantly different effects. In the lower reaches of vacuous space, the resulting fireball grows much larger and faster than it does near the ground, and the radiation it emits travels much farther. So they did launch those things.
So you
can imagine the hole, the size of the hole that they left in the atmosphere, and then they want to call it global warming. That's the scam
now.
They call
it
global warming and too much pollution. Nah, you guys destroyed the atmosphere. And then they were able to get outside into outer space. And do you know, Parham, I told you this earlier, they're planning to go to the moon again. That's coming soon. NASA is planning to go to the moon again. So that's going to be history in the making and fulfilling prophecy again in Obadiah. You know, and we're going to watch it. We're going to watch it and see if it's going to be CGI or if it's going to be real. We're going to see where all the flat earth theorists are when NASA goes to the moon again. We're going to see where
I want to read the scripture I want to read the scripture quick. Amos 9 and 2. Though they dig into hell, they're talking about the back bottom of the herk. Then shall my hands take them. Though they climb up to heaven, climb up to heaven, then I bring them down. God's gonna bring them down because they're not supposed to go up in the heavens, really, but because they define, they're trying to be like the Most High. They go up in space. That's one of their ambitions. They want to be like God.
And you know, that's heavy, that prophecy, because it's not talking about the Tower of Babel. The Tower of Babel was way, way before that prophecy there. So this is a futuristic prophecy of them trying to climb into heaven, trying to get to heaven.
Okay. Let me read it. Genesis 11:6, it said, "And the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have one language." You see, America? The people is one, and they have one language, English. They say everyone is the same in America. We're all Americans, right? So it's there, and this they're beginning to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. So anything this man imagined to do, the Most High give him the power to do it, because the Most High is going to take him down. Most High is going to take him down. You know what I mean? So that's some serious stuff, man. That's some serious stuff. And that doctrine, he thought deliberately put it up there. You know what I mean?
Because
I think there's a scripture in Timothy talk about people got the power from their faith given to the doctrine of devils. Yeah.
Right. Some in the last days, many shall depart from the faith.
I think it's First Timothy 4 and 1. I think it's First Timothy 4 and 1, I think. First Timothy 4 and
well,
1.
Well, here's a question for your part. Here's a debunking question for the flat earth believers. Here's another question.
Mm-hmm.
So, the same people, if they believe that Jesus Christ is going to return to the earth,
mm-hmm.
the second coming
right.
of Christ, how
right.
is he going to get past the dome? How's he going to come through the dome? What's going to happen? How's that going to work? Is he gonna phase through it like invisible,
yeah.
or is he gonna bust
right,
the
right,
dome?
Right,
or
right.
He,
right.
You know, you got to explain all these things biblically,
right,
because
right,
you know
yeah.
how
you're
is
right,
he gonna come
right,
through
right.
the come through
right.
the dome?
Right, right.
And then
they
what direction will
dome,
he come from?
They interpret that dome, the word dome, as a solid. They say it's a solid. Like a glass that covered the earth, and they can't pierce it. You know what I mean?
Right.
They can't pierce
right.
it. They say that's not true. You know what I mean? It's a
mm-hmm.
it's a magnet field, and it's invisible. It's invisible.
Right.
You know what I mean? And
right.
if you try to go through it with a aircraft, it will burn up. It will burn
yeah,
up.
Yeah, it'll
man.
Burn up. Yeah, you can't get through
it. It'll burn
just
up.
Like that.
And when you come in through it, it will burn up. So ether have to bore a
right.
hole in it with a nuclear mm-hmm. blast in the 1960s.
Right.
Because just after he did it, when that guy Van Allen,
mm-hmm.
yeah, when he discovered the belt, they have a conference. I think it was 1951, 52. He discovered
right.
the belt. And they have a conference at the same time, man. And they say, "Yo, man, we have to blow up this. We have to blow a hole, man. We want to get out in space.
Yeah.
We have to blow a hole."
Right.
So what happened? They blow a hole in space. They use a hydrogen bomb and blow a hole
mm-hmm.
in space. So they went
right.
they went out of space now. 1969, 1968. That's when they went out of space. But they take but they explode the hydrogen bomb. In the early 1950s.
Yeah, in the 50s. Yeah, in the
1950s. Yeah, it's documented.
So in other words, what they did was they made the atmosphere and that magnetic field a little bit thinner in that particular spot.
Yeah,
so that they can
get
through
right.
because, you know, if you notice when you look at any rocket launch by NASA or SpaceX or Russia or wherever, they have perfect timing. They have to have perfect timing on that.
Yeah, right.
If it was a thing where they could not go into outer space, they wouldn't need perfect timing. The only thing they would probably need is good weather, which they need good weather anyway. But if they miss the time because of the weather, they have to put it off until the next week or however long it takes
true.
A long time to prepare, and they have to
that's
time
true.
It.
That's true.
So what
that's
is
true.
That
that's
timing
true.
Mechanism? You know, maybe we need to have a NASA a rocket scientist come on the show, Parham,
right,
and explain
right.
all these
and,
things.
And you know, in the Apollo, right, you know they have a lot of aluminum that coat inside it, that's inside the Apollo.
Inside,
it's
insulation.
From,
insulation.
Yeah, insulation,
yeah.
But it's
mm-hmm.
aluminum. It's to protect them
right.
from radiation.
Right.
You know,
right.
I mean, it's to protect
right.
them from radiation, you know what I mean? So,
because mm-hmm.
even though they bore a hole in it, there was radiation still there. So they have to kind of make the ship with aluminum tinfoil. There was a lady that was breaking it down. That's why they wear all
right.
those vests
to right.
protect themselves from radiation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Just
when,
like when
they're
go down
going
in the
through.
Ocean. Just like when they go into the ocean, they have to wear these things to protect themselves. It's the same.
Yeah. And once they pass through the radiation, they take off all the suits and stuff, and then they wear normal
right.
clothes floating
right.
around.
Just like when they go down into the ocean, they go in like a thing like a suit, like And they have to, when they come out, they can't just come out suddenly. They have to, we call it they have to do something to their body before they come out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, same thing for outer space. Outer space, you got to adjust your body again to normal situation.
If you want to dive in, when they dive in the ocean, it's similar because there's certain things in the ocean
that's dangerous to the human. Yeah.
Yeah, dangerous to the human.
Right,
the pressure alone will kill them.
Because of the pressure of the water, right.
Yeah, it'll kill them, man. It'll kill them, you know what I mean? So it's the same, same principle.
Yeah, the same principles. But you posted something on Facebook that I watched it. It was very interesting how this gentleman broke it down about the photography and the cinematography technology not being up to date. Back then, they had the technology to go to the moon and to do rocket launches, but they didn't have the technology to make those movies, and they certainly CGI didn't exist in the 1960s and 1970s. So that video that you posted was very very informative. You know, the guy broke it down. The guy said he's done cinematography and photography for over 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were to try to fake that lunar, you know, those lunar the film of those lunar clips, you wouldn't be able to do it based on the technology that was available back then. And then he also said that he was an eyewitness to it. As far as watching it on TV, because it was a nationwide thing, that moon landing, and he said it was long and boring. He said what you're seeing right now is mostly the most interesting clips of it, but he said it went on for like 6 hours on the TV when he was a kid.
Right.
You know, so we
and
don't have
notice,
all the full footage.
Mm-hmm. And if you notice these people who are trying to debunk the Apollo moon landing, they don't go to all the tape. They go a certain part of the tape they go to and try to, they pick and try to find fault, you know what I mean? So, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And the guy explained that beautifully about all these gainsayers with the lighting and all that. He said, and he explained how you use the lighting. There's no way that you could cast a shadow that way. You say if you use two light sources, you're going to get two shadows.
Yeah, he did say that.
So that video broke it down good. But go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So the Obadiah 1 and 4. Those thou exalt thy, this is talking about Edom. Those thou exalt thyself as the eagle, and those thou set thy necks amongst the star. My question to the people who believe in their fat earth, and they didn't go in space, what's that talking about? It say, those thou exalt thyself as the eagle, those thou set thy necks amongst the star, thence I bring thee down, saith the Lord.
Right.
You can't get around it.
Right.
That's talking about space travel.
The eagle, you know, they had the famous saying, the eagle has landed on the moon.
The eagle
is one of the highest flying birds out there. They fly really high.
Yeah.
And it says, set thy nest amongst the stars. So, yeah, they got to break that part down. What does that mean?
Yeah, break that down and stop, because an eagle can't go to the star. They only can 500 atmosphere. They can't fly too high. So it's actually talking about, prophetically, it's actually talking about something that's happening today.
And Edom, the only two people, the only two nations on this earth that went to the outer space and the moon and that high was Russia and America.
Russia and America. And the Edomites.
The Edomites, exactly. So, the East Indians didn't do it. The Chinese haven't done it. To this day, the Chinese haven't done it.
Yeah.
They're working on it. They're working on it, though. They're getting close. The Japanese didn't do it.
Yeah.
So America has done it and Russia has done it.
But
how are they setting their nests amongst the stars? How are they doing
that? What I see to eyes are, I think they're trying to. You see, there's a lot of conspiracy out there, a lot of things against the Word of God and the Most High.
Yeah.
Because what happened?
Yeah.
You have a group saying Esau is not the Edomite. So they bring out now and saying, they're trying to say Esau is not Edom, because the prophecy tells you that they will go in outer space. Wow. So if they push it out there,
wow.
If they push it out there and say, listen, man, they didn't go to the moon, man, they didn't go to the moon, that rocket won't go to the needle.